Hello, and welcome to the Panda Podcast, a new series brought to you by Panda Health, where we explore the power of digital transformation in healthcare. I'm David Harvey, CEO at Panda Health. At Panda, we eat, breathe, and sleep digital health. And we started this podcast to discuss the latest innovations and insights hospital leaders should be watching. Today, we're joined by John Talaga, Executive Vice President and General Manager of Healthcare at Flywire. In this episode, we'll discuss the value and importance of patient financial engagement solutions. Great to be with you today, John. We'd love to take a moment and have you introduce yourself and the great work you're doing there at Flywire.
Great, David. Thanks. And thanks for having me. So I'm the Executive Vice President and General Manager of Flywire's healthcare business. And in my role, I'm really privileged to lead an incredible team of healthcare experts who are delivering Flywire's financial engagement and payments platform to hospitals and health systems across the U.S. And, I've been on the patient payment and tech side of healthcare for over 20 years. Been really fortunate to have partnered with some amazing like-minded entrepreneurs where I co-founded, several healthcare companies, all of which were focused on improving the patient billing and payment experience. And Flywire is a global payments enablement and software company. So we combine a proprietary global payments network, a next-gen payments platform, and our vertical-specific software. And we do this to deliver what we consider the most important and complex payments for our clients and their customers. And we support, four primary verticals: healthcare, of course, which is the business that I manage, as well as higher education, travel, and B2B. So in these industries, we kind of look at payment as being the result of a lot of kind of vertical engaged software that has to go into engaging consumers, patients in our case, to get them to take action. And in healthcare, we're serving some of the leading hospitals in the world, including 4 out of the top 10 health systems in the U.S. ranked by hospital size.
Well, that's a great introduction, and I know you've got a great team, and some of your team and I have crossed paths in the past at companies like Athena Health, and I feel like we're probably kindred spirits in many ways because I personally have been chasing kind of the improvement of the patient experience in healthcare for over 20 years as well, like you have, and the need to kind of clarify kind of financial literacy and numeracy in healthcare and help patients understand financial expectations remains a big challenge in healthcare today, even though many great people like yourself have been working on it for many years. But let's start in that space around kind of patient financial engagement and the solutions that are needed in today's healthcare. What's your perspective or Flywire's perspective on it, and how has it informed the types of solutions that are in the market today?
Yeah, David, I can appreciate your comments because it really is a journey, right? I'm not sure if there's ever an end game to this because it's a complex problem that I think we're solving and so many other partners are solving as well. But, patient responsibility is a share of net patient revenue. Has grown substantially from what it was 10% to now that in many cases are reaching 30%. So, simply said, that means patients owe more. Really, that's creating an affordability crisis, and providers have to get better at collecting from consumers, of which is probably their most challenging segment for collections. So, love to, just to share quick in a recent survey that we conducted with 2,000 patients. 85% said that they were concerned about rising medical costs, while 40% postponed a procedure or a treatment because they couldn't afford it. And in many cases, this really resulted in some unexpected medical expenses that resulted in compromising ways for patients to pay it off, like borrowing money from friends and family, postponing large purchases, withdrawing money from a retirement plan. So a lot of patients will go to those extremes. And then there's a big group of patients that do nothing, right? Both are problems in many ways. But beyond the patient, on the flip side, hospitals are struggling financially. As we know, they're strained now more than they have been in for many years. And while patient collections certainly aren't the sole contributing factor, hospitals still experienced four straight months of negative operating margins in the first half of 22. That was from a report from Kaufman Hall. So on a macro level, what Flywire is doing is helping to bridge the access and affordability gap in healthcare, which, as we said, is at a peak crisis level. And through our software, our clients are making payment for healthcare more affordable and at a time where patients need it most. And while it's a huge benefit for the patients, on the provider side, our clients, who we sell to, they're able to maximize yield on their accounts receivable potential by resulting in higher net payments, lower call volumes, lower placements to bad debt and early out, and then at the end of the day, reducing their cost to collect and resulting in happier patients.
Yeah, great points. I would imagine there are a number of things that are kind of influencing health systems and hospitals to adopt technology like Flywire. I know there's been legislation enacted this year around pricing transparency. You've obviously got consumer demand that we hope is driving change in healthcare. And then you just referenced, some of the bottom line financial challenges that health systems and hospitals are experiencing, post-COVID that I'm sure are driving them to make changes too. But which of those do you think is really the biggest driving factor in moving the ball forward on better patient financial engagement?
I really don't think it's just one thing, right? I think more than anything, there's been kind of historical approach where, to collecting from patients, which has been send a bill, maybe when we introduced emails and text over time, send them a text or email, and then hope they pay. And then anyone that doesn't pay, send them to bad debts. And then, from there you write it off. And that was, relatively sustainable when the patient responsibility was low, isn't sustainable now. So it really is driving a lot of problems within, the operating margins with hospitals that aren't good at this. So there really does, I think, need to be more of an investment in these things, whether that be to address price transparency. But more importantly, I think the biggest driving factor is patients just don't really understand the process and are oftentimes surprised at what they owe and why they owe it, especially when they have insurance. So there needs to be this whole ability to drive a more automated process of bringing analytics into the process, and then also helping patients understand what it is they owe upfront, and then ultimately giving them paths to payment that they can afford, even if this goes out to 60 months in many cases. So I think it's really a combination of these things. And as we get more transparency up front and patients understand what they owe and know that they can have access through payment options, and we don't surprise them with bills that they didn't realize that they're going to receive, I think, and then give them options to pay. I think those are the key things that really that all hospitals have to incorporate into their process to make them successful.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think, many of the more progressive health systems and hospitals are definitely now starting to think of their patients more as customers or consumers than just patients. But that consumer experience that we all have come to expect in other industries is really just being kind of catered to in healthcare. But in your opinion, do you think hospitals and health systems realize the importance of the consumer experience? Do they think it's a nice to have or a must have? And, do they see that it actually could impact, client attrition if they don't do a good job of catering to their consumers?
Yeah, I think they do. I think, and it goes beyond just the traditional rev cycle now, where I think rev cycles always recognize the importance of patient satisfaction, consumer satisfaction, but this is now going into even IT. We did a recent study with IT leaders in healthcare and showing how not only the patient experience, but collection from patients has become a really clear and important part of their jobs, in terms of whereas before IT was really just in a supporting function. So you know, kind of to jump ahead, like our, you know, our, we call our platform a responsive billing and payments platform, you know, that's built more on artificial intelligence, machine learning. And it's really kind of designed to do a few things. It's helping hospitals and health systems understand their patients' capacity to pay. And, you know, in the past, I think a lot of hospitals dealt with, you know, propensity to pay, where that really was about showing how a patient in the past has paid certain bills, right? Whereas we look at driving capacity to pay, which is more of a real-time look at the patient at the time of their bill as to what they could afford at that point. So credit to debt ratios and employment status and income, understanding what they can afford, and then engaging those patients through omnichannel. So a coordinated effort of paper and text and chat and email, so that we can upfront tell the patients that they have these payment options based on their capacity, and then ultimately making it easier for the patients, you know, to settle their balances on terms they can afford. So in practice, you know, like your question about, do they see the consumer experience important? Like the customers we're working with see it as a extremely high priority that's at the board level, and figuring out how they can incorporate some of this personalization into the process, regardless of what EHR they're using today.
Super. Well, just hearing you talk, I can tell that you live, eat, and breathe this challenge in healthcare. And I'm not sure many, you know, health systems have the time to do what you do, which is why they hire you to do this type of work. But it also dawns on me that you're learning a ton about how consumers behave and respond and their capacity to pay, as you mentioned it. But tell us a little bit more about your predictive analytics platform and how does that go into the work that you do, and what are some of the different ways health systems can tap into that knowledge and use it?
Yeah, super important component of this, because really, you know, I think the data is ultimately what drives everything. And I mentioned the propensity to pay, where that was more of a directional thing for call center reps and collection agencies to kind of use when they're talking to patients. Whereas it was never really actionable, right? Like it was more of a red, green, blue, or red, green, yellow, right? In terms of the patient's propensity. Whereas now what we're taking this to the next level with our analytics, as I mentioned, identifying that at the time of the bill, is we're able to make that actionable and put it into an automated way to engage those patients. So, you know, we're using our analytics to kind of, if you think about it, like gain insights into the patient, including their capacity to afford their medical bills, their preferred way of communicating, whether that be text, email, chat, and in many cases, paper. Still, we're in that world with many patients that still want to write a check. And then we, you know, pair patients with the right financial solution and communication channel. So by using these, like the predictive analytics in this way, we're creating an affordable and easy way for, you know, to manage, to create an environment for managers to pay their bills. But just one more point on the analytics side, like the way we're employing this there's kind of three components. There's first what we call internal data, which is really taking from the hospital how that patient has paid in the past on similar bills. We're then using our own aggregated data within Flywire and all the customers we work with. And that's enabling like 200 data points to identify like how do other patients in that same circumstance, how do we find the best way to get them to engage? And then the third one is external data, where we're going to pull in from some of the credit bureaus, the credit to debt ratio, employment status, and really doing to a level of underwriting of what that patient really needs to pay. And then that will direct us with our clients to keep some plans in-house that they're willing to fund on their own. So maybe a 12-month plan, many hospitals will go up to 24 and 36. But this also enables to say this patient needs 48 or 60 months, and we have the ability to fully integrate a financed experience into the environment as well. So that means we would pay the hospital up front. We would continue managing the plan in the exact same experience, non-recourse, no interest to the patient, no reporting to credit bureaus. Those benefits that our customers feel are really important for a finance experience that's integrated. And we pull all this together into one and one experience for both the patient as well as the staff. So the data is driving how you need to place these payment paths and what we need to engage the patient with. And then we're managing that on the back end with our payment platform and our partners to enable all of that. So hopefully that makes sense.
It does. Sounds highly integrated, sounds very efficient. Two sides of the problem with the consumer and the health system kind of viewing the same central kind of intelligence and work engine that you're providing to health systems. And I think, a lot of health systems today, as we touched on briefly, are, in a tough position financially, low to negative operating margins are kind of probably the fire that's burning the hottest right now. One of the things that they need to do as a result is figure out how to do more work, with fewer resources or with less spend. One of the challenges we have with our marketplace here and all of the great companies that are on our marketplace is convincing the health systems to invest their way out of some of the financial difficulties that they are in today, because you can get to a place where technology and automation and AI can enable a health system to do more with less, but you have to invest in those tools and technologies and those automation techniques that are going to get you where you want to go. And so I think there are a lot of health systems out there struggling with that today. Do they kind of freeze up and just freeze all spending for the moment, or do they consider investing in some of these tools that are going to help them get out of the hole that they're in more quickly and at a better trajectory in the next year or two? And I would imagine some of your prospects are considering the same thing, and you probably help them think about investments in platforms like Flywire and what type of return they would get on those investments in the months and years to come, and how quickly, they would get a return on those investments. But maybe tell us a little bit about how either one of your existing clients or some of your prospects think about, return on investment when they invest in a solution like Flywire.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, first of all, that's why we're, excited to be on the Panda Network, because I think, by you putting a spotlight on this, makes it super important versus just necessarily a vendor selling to a net new hospital. But as you mentioned, like we've talked, patient responsibility, certainly one of the most significant factors, for hospitals getting bad debt and some of the negative operating margins. And there's really no indications of this going away in the near term. So it clearly needs investment. But that investment, of course, needs to have a strong ROI, right? And providers that, frankly, are focusing on these technologies in this category and in other categories really need to focus on proven value. Like, it's not unusual at all for us to have our current network of customers talking with new customers that look like them or feel like them, because they want to make sure that they're going to, be able to establish something that other hospitals had done and really received a good return. So one of the things that we also did is we took, about five of our kind of a blend mix of our best customers, and we hired Forrester Consulting to do an independent evaluation on the value that we're driving for clients. And Forrester found in the reports out there, we could certainly share with people, that Flywire's clients can expect a 269% return on their investment. And they went through existing clients, what they spent, what they're spending ongoing, what the value they're getting in terms of collection lift, savings, et cetera. So this was really, this 269% was a return over the course of a 3-year period. And within 6 months, clients are receiving a payback from Flywire. So we have some unique pricing models as well that makes it really low, a low investment in terms of outgoing costs for the hospitals, but still a very high return. So that needs to be the focus. I think it needs to come from a proven example rather than just, a thesis or theory, if you will. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. I love the third-party study that you did there to evaluate ROI for some of your clients. We love advocating for the partners that we have on our marketplace as a third party. I think that arm's length relationship helps us deliver your message in a very credible way. And that study certainly sounds like it does the same too. You know, the health systems of, you know, they're looking for ROI, but they've already invested a ton in technology. And a lot of it is just through kind of the core chassis that they operate their health systems on. So when you think of, you know, their practice management or their EHR platform that they may be working on, they've already invested so many dollars in that. It's hard for them to think about additional investments that need to be made on top of those core chassis. And I know Epic in particular, you know, over the last year has made a lot of noise in the patient financial engagement space, and has talked about how their solution is coming up to speed and maturing. But how would you describe the differences between what a platform like Epic might provide to their clients versus what Flywire provides?
Yeah, it's definitely an important question with how much of the marketplace that Epic has. But the important thing is we've been with the combination of our businesses, we've been at this for almost 10 years. I look at from an Epic perspective is, it's really a cooperation. We really evolved with Epic. When Epic had less, some of the things they have on MyChart, we would, and historically it offered our full experience. As Epic has added more of their investment and capabilities into the financial experience, we've evolved to really cooperate to really be an in-platform modular-based integration. So yeah, we're in the App Orchard and we have lots of apps that make it easier to implement and keep various applications up to date within Epic. But more importantly, what we're doing is we're letting Epic, we're not sending them to our experience. We're really pushing patients into the MyChart experience. And then we're supporting that infrastructure where we're letting Epic do some of the table stakes things that it does, like a one-time payment, where then we live underneath the payment to capture, process, transmit the card data so that we can keep that completely off the network and reduce their PCI scope. But then we're also injecting things that Epic either isn't doing or doesn't quite do as well yet. And one of those things is the personalization of being able to identify that patient's capacity to pay, taking action, but then sending the patient back into MyChart, of which then we are able to provision the payment options within MyChart. Another one is, as an example, any of the merchant services, such as the embedded payment page that I just mentioned for a one-time payment, but then also for patient financing and for long-term payment plans that they're going to need beyond what a customer is willing to fund. We, again, are integrating that experience and what I described with the payment plans in with the MyChart experience as well. So we don't come in with, here's the platform, you know, buy it, we'll show you an ROI. Really come in with understanding what the key pain points are for that Epic customer, where they need the most, and then delivering those things as a modular base to really cooperate with Epic, certainly not competing.
Super. Well, John, this has been a great conversation. I think every health system, every hospital out there should be thinking about this patient financial engagement space. It solves so many potential challenges that they're facing, you know, the growing share of their revenue that's coming from patient responsibility, keepage of patients and patient loyalty is always top of mind with health systems and the hospitals that are in those health systems. So serving their consumers in a more delightful way is just core to the business. A lot of the automation that you provide enables a health system to do more with less resources to help them get out of the negative operating margins that they're experiencing today. So it touches a lot of, you know, the right points. And I think every health system should be thinking about the types of solutions that Flywire offers. And we're really excited that you're on our marketplace. We love having you here and really appreciate your time today participating in this Panda podcast, as we call it. Really appreciate it. And thanks for joining.
Well, thanks for having us on the marketplace. And I appreciate the time today as well. Thank you.
Okay, John. Thank you. Thank you for listening to today's episode. For questions or comments, please email us at growth@panda.health. You can also learn more about Panda Health and our partners at panda.health. We welcome you to follow us on LinkedIn and stay tuned for future episodes.